You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Hello, welcome to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnil Thing. I hope you're doing well. It's going to be a great show today. Joining me on the show is Kuo. He plays the guitar and sings for the six-piece jazz-influenced synth-pop band Sunset Roller Coaster from Taiwan. This interview is made possible with some help from our friends at Taiwan ASEAN Music Action, TAMA, which is an initiative by the Ministry of Culture of Taiwan and Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Malaysia. To find out more, you can head over to www.taiwanaseanmusicaction.com. Now, before I speak to Kuo, I've got a few tracks lined up for you, starting with a slow number from a group called Wen Ti Zong Bu. They also go by the English name of It's Your Fault. Starting off the show with the tune Sing Zang Tong by Wen Ti Zong Bu. Stay tuned right here on Wavelength, PFM 89.9.
I just walked off from work and my heart is hurting, but I've got my crew with me, keeping the beat for me in this slow jam. Ba 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 ba, my heart is hurting. Ba 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 ba, my heart is hurting.
记忆里全都不再清晰，我深爱追逐你的那个自己。 But there's no place for men like me， 我深爱拥抱你的那些曾经，但请先让我离开这。
The Chairs, that was the track Paris, Texas. Right after this, I'll be speaking to Kuo. He's the lead singer and the guitarist for Taiwanese band Sunset Roller Coaster. Before we get to that, here's a track taken from their latest album, Soft Storm. It's called Overlove, right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Break down on my knees, pray with all my heart, just to be lost in love. Over love, over love. Hold my tongue so I won't make you wrong. Over love. Thank you.
Now she's down on her knees. She prays with her heart.
You may have gone
to love. Over love, over love. Take my breath, so you'll be forever young. Over love, over love. Hold my tongue, so
listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. You're with me, Off Neil Ting. You just heard the classic Huang Pinyuan cover called Xiao Wei. It's the latest drop from Sunset Roller Coaster. And right now, joining me on the line, all the way from Taiwan, I have the vocalist and guitarist of Sunset Roller Coaster, Kuo, joining me on the show. Hey man, so glad to have you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to come to the show. And this is Kuo, I'm from Sunset Roller Coaster.
There came a storm.
I think your last show was in Shibuya, I think, early 2020.
I think our last show, yes.
January 2020, I think.
Yeah, my memory is kind of blurred right now because like 2 years for me is quite a long time. Yeah, for sure, indeed, I'm definitely miss touring. But I'm also feel a little bit afraid of that because touring is kind of exhausted. But it's kind of fun and you feel dangerous as well. I don't know, maybe in between. Yeah, I miss it but also not that miss it.
Yeah, it sounds like you are happy that you get the break because the last time you guys toured, you guys traveled all across the world to different locations. So now I'm pretty sure you appreciate the break as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of touring, the last time the band was in Malaysia was back in 2019.
Yes.
And I have to say I was a bit embarrassed about the venue because the acoustics were quite bad. But when your band played, right, I was so shocked because I could hear every single instrument in great detail. It was so crisp. And this is despite the band having so many different instruments. So what's your secret? Is it getting the right sound guy?
I think that's for sure. Actually, I can say our sound guy is one of our band members. He's been working with us since the band reunited from 2015. So we spend a lot of time in a practice space, polishing all the sound, especially about the engineering. And we got a whole system, like including our own console, our own like, you know, the virtual plugins to make sure like no matter what kind of acoustic environment, we can represent the sound, exactly the sound we want. Yeah, so we spend a lot of time on it. So I can say that's probably our secret. Yeah, having a professional sound guy. And that guy can, you know, dedicate himself to spend a lot of time with the bands, you know, doing a lot of research about how to make the sound right.
What about guitars for touring? In your opinion, what is the best guitar for touring? Because I've seen you use a Gibson ES-335 before. I might be wrong with the model number. But besides that, it's mostly Fenders, you know, Strats, Telecasters, and even a thin line Tele. Which is your favorite for touring?
Yeah, my favorite for touring is definitely Fender. Because Gibson is, because the wood they use is mahogany, it's kind of soft. Mm-hmm. So it will like easily break the neck during the transportation. And for Fender, it's a bolt-on guitar. So it's really easy to adjust. And for the song quality, somehow Fender is not that sensitive because Gibson is like really, really sensitive to all kind of weather. If it's too wet, it will be out of tune. And you know, if it's too dry and the neck will, you know, they've got a really weird warping kind of situation. So to me, if I can go on tour, like Fender will be my first option.
I feel Gibson does the creamy tone very well, but with a Fender guitar, it really cuts through the mix, especially for live venues, I feel.
Yes. And, you know, like, yes, I do have a ES-335 and that is really, really big. And I have a special case for it so I can make sure it won't like, you know, the neck won't break. But that case is so huge. It was like really, really difficult to, you know, like carry it around. Yeah, but now if I go tour, I will have my guitar tech will, you know, he will help me to carry all the stuff. So,
nice.
But I still prefer Fender. In studio, I'll definitely just go, for example, when doing some solo guitars, I'll definitely go for a Gibson. But if we're going on tour, I think Fender is like more easier for me. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Are you sponsored by Fender yet?
We don't get any like instruments sponsor because I'll definitely lose sound of the freedom.
True.
Yeah. So I would rather just stay in this way so far. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then if you want a semi-hollow kind of sound, then you will have to use a Starcaster, which is technically not a Gibson as well, right?
Yeah.
Soft Storm is one of the best work that you guys have put out thus far. And for this album, you guys have worked with John Doe, who did the production, mixing, arrangement. What made you guys choose him? Because I know you guys used to be in the same band many years ago.
Yeah, so me and John Doe and our drummer Zun Long, we used to have a band.
Oh.
We still got the band, you know. We still have the band, it's called Forest. And we start from this band's, the music style start from, you know, garage band to experimental electronic music. So we got a lot of variety in that band. And John Doe is my really good friend for a really long time. And we were supposed, actually, so for Soft Storm production, the original plan was going to recording music in Los Angeles. But because of pandemic, so everything just stopped.
Hmm.
And we go back to Taiwan. And if we cannot just go to Los Angeles doing a traditional, classical way of recording music, I just want to try a totally different way. Just using, you know, it's kind of like, we call it like digital lo-fi. We just record everything in our own studio, in my former producer's studio as well. But mostly we just experiment a lot of kind of not classical recording method. So because for this album, I'm just trying to pursue I just want to put some avant-garde kind of feeling, experimental heavy synthesizers going on to represent the idea of the storm. So that's why I choose work with John Doe, because he's kind of expert in this kind of territory. Yeah, we spent a lot of time. It's like a journey from the beginning, because I finished most of the song when I was in Tokyo, when I was in Los Angeles before the pandemic happened. So I bring the song into the band. So we spent a lot of time like practicing, rearrange, jamming in the studio. And John Doe will come here to take some notes. And after we go into studio, we try a lot of analog synthesizers like Moog One I bought, and I got a Prophet 6, or a lot of like vintage Juno 6, like Roland, old school Yamaha, old school synthesizers. But turns out like for analog synthesizers, it sounds a little bit too heavy, too thick in the mix.
Mm.
So after the last of the several sessions, we try a lot of like VST, like virtual, like a computer in a box software, like software synthesizers. Mm-mm. And turns out this kind of crispy sound fits in the mix more.
Mm-mm.
So we still have some of the analog synthesizer sound in the album, but mostly is all like virtual. It's all like digital synthesizers.
Nice.
And a lot of, you know, plugins, delay, feedbacks, like auto-tune, a lot of like just weird plugins. Yeah, so it's kind of like really mixed, but mostly like digital synthesizers. Mm.
I think back in the day, people always thought that you need a real synthesizers, but VST plugins have gotten so much more high quality these days, right? And you can edit the sounds a bit better compared to analog synthesizers, because it's analog, right? So the weather, it will affect the circuits inside as well, right?
True, because in a real analog synthesizer, especially for VCO, it's called like voltage control oscillator. So you always have a lot of... It's too organic. It's sometimes random. So yeah. Like even you got two different kind of oscillators, it's really difficult to align them in a perfect pitch. But in the digital world, we don't have to worry about this. It's always like perfect.
Yeah.
So sometimes like some situations, some of the song, if you want to really go into like nostalgia vibe, then analog synthesizer, it would be a really good option.
Mm.
Yeah. But if I want to go to like a really cinematic kind of feel, to me, digital is more manipulative, I would say.
Yeah. I have to mention Ned Donnie because you met up with the yacht rock legend, the man, the myth, the legend, Ned Donnie in LA, and he wrote lots of yacht rock classics like Get It Up for Love, Love of Your Own, and of course What You Gonna Do For Me, covered by Average White Band, Chaka Khan. How did that connection happen?
I remember it was like 2018 when my first time or second time touring Los Angeles. I already know like he lives in Malibu now, and one of my friend, he's also got a mutual friend between my friend and Ned. So I'm just trying to ask her see if she can help me to connect with Ned. So I really want to work. Actually, like Soft Stone in my mind, like the producer should be Ned.
Ooh, that would be.
So that was my original plan, and we spent 2 months in several like songwriting sessions and working on some like pre-production for the album. But unfortunately the pandemic just hit. So everything I have to change the plan, but we still have in contact. Same like even in the future when the world going back to normal and we can probably make happen again, and definitely for a lot of new songs.
Really looking forward to that. Into a more detail of Soft Storm, I really love your guitar tone in Soft Storm, especially in Hyper Focus. And I know you're a fan of jazz cats like Chick Corea, Bill Evans, Thelonious Monk, but they're mainly pianists, right? So what about guitars? Who's your inspiration for guitar players?
I don't know, because that my style. I really dig into like Wes Montgomery, and even like Grant Green, all the traditional like 40s and 50s jazz guitarist, but I cannot really play jazz, so I would say like the style I can come to me, I can really fuse them together, like I can't remember his name, just guitarist from Chic.
Nile
Rodgers.
Yeah,
and like John Scofield. He's like a fusion guitarist, so I can put those guitar style like merge together. Yeah, but I'm trying to play in a really like minimal way. I'm just trying to do one thing at a time. So because all the greatest guitarists, they can play like a rhythm and a solo at the same time.
Yeah,
but I cannot do that. So I can only choose if I'm going to play rhythm now or just dedicate myself to play a guitar solo. And I also have to sing. So mostly my guitar playing is like kind of like folk guitar because I have to, support my singing as well.
The band is in the perfect position, I feel, of attracting both music nerds and casual music fans. And casual music fans can enjoy your music, but at the same time, right, it's the music nerds like me who are loving all those influences that you put in, those yacht rock, those jazz influences, and the reference to Quiet Storm, Smokey Robinson and all that. How do you find that balance, being technical, that you can attract those music nerds and yet still accessible for the casual music fan?
I'm thinking it's definitely about like songwriting, because I think for music fans, what they really can, they can get the vibe for sure. They can get the emotion of the songs, but they will mostly just concentrate like what you're really singing and the arrangement of or the sound or the elements we use like in the music. It's just become like kind of trivia for music geeks. Yeah. So I just always trying to find a balance. Just firstly, if I can finish a really good, like a solid song structure, and just, my secret method is always put a lot of like love stories into the song. So somehow you like, and the catch hook for sure. And so the audience listen to that, they will like easily to, attach themselves to the song. And then they will can start to, absorb all the music language, the arrangement, the mixing and all the deeper technology stuff. And I also help like the music fans can also like, develop their music taste. So that's, I would say that's my approach.
You've also mentioned how Sunset Roller Coaster is a bit of a jam band. You guys love jamming, and I believe songs came out of those jam sessions. Do you do the songwriting before the jam sessions?
I would say like before Soft Storm, it always having a jam session first. Then I start to writing on songs on those jams. But after Soft Storm is also because of the pandemic situation. So people are not that, if you want to gathering together, it won't be that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after just start from Soft Storm, I start to working on like heavily on writing songs first. Then we go to studio and jamming with the songs I got. But you can tell like Hyper Focus is a really jamming song because you can really tell from the groove, from the structure. For jamming songs, that the structure is kind of vague because they merge everything together. So you cannot really tell where's the chorus or where's the verse, where's the bridge. But when I'm doing like a songwriting, you can definitely tell, okay, here's verse, and here's chorus. So the arrangement can attach that.
Mm. Would you like want to put longer outros in your future songwriting, or you think that is already done and dusted? You won't do that again?
I'm not sure. Of course, I can say like Slow from Casanova. It's supposed, like Slow and Oriental supposed to be one song. Yeah. But I just like, some people, I just try to do some like, you know, custom service because some people would love the jamming part. So I separate that into two songs. So for some people, they can loop for the music, for the long solo part.
I see.
The other people can enjoy for only the song part. Yeah. You know, I'm just like a kind of too nice guy, just like trying to stand in my, you know, music fans' shoes, thinking too much. If I got ballsy again, of course I can just do a really long song and whatever. I would say just when I finished my Jinji, it was kind of trolling at the same time. I just want to make people just like, when the song's gonna end, like, I just keep looping exactly the same solo and adding a lot of, you know, mixing feels, none of that. Yeah, but I don't know if I'm that funny anymore, so...
That follow the band's Instagram would know that you guys have been working on the new album. How's the progress for that new album so far?
Actually, our future plan is not recording a full-length album. We are thinking about like making another EP again, like three songs, or like maybe three songs plus some, you know, Mandarin cover for a small mini album. Yeah, but it's not going to be a full-length album. And so right now we are going to write around three songs, and yeah, still in progress. I'm still thinking the concept of those three songs because I'm the guy like to set up a background, a certain, you know, like environment, or set up a storyline so I can write songs around those concepts. Yeah, so I'm still working on a concept yet, so not to the music yet. We are now like doing a lot of Mandarin covers, so with several Mandarin covers. They are going to be recorded in this month, I guess. Two or three more, yeah.
Based on your Chinese covers, I realize it's all songs from many, many years ago that I would even remember as a kid. Is that the theme? You guys are going for songs like old classics, Mandopop classics?
Yes, that's the... I would say the most of the songs we're going to do covers around like early 90s to early 2000. And that's the golden era of Chinese, you know, pop music, especially in Taiwan. And those music are my kind of like father music.
Dead rock.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like the music my father will definitely play in the car. That's the idea of it. Because we are, like in Chinese, our band name is Roller Coaster, right? It's a roller coaster. But Coaster is like, you know, a flying car. So it's like 落日, the sunset is kind of nostalgia feeling, and the Feihe is a flying car, so it's kind of a 天马行空, you know, like imagination unicorn, this kind of situation. So when we're doing like Chinese covers, we try to stick with these ideas. That's, we're doing a cover for the songs our fathers would definitely play when they're driving in the car in our childhood memories.
I see.
But the Yeah, but arrangement will be like totally psychedelic. Just like, it's not going to be just traditional, you know, pop music arrangement. Yeah. It's mostly just like psychedelic rock music. So that's the idea when we're doing this kind of covers.
Any hints of the future stuff that you guys are working on?
Well, we're going to do a really famous a song from a really, really famous Hong Kong. Hong Kong. He's singing. He's a singer and also a movie. He's also an actor.
I'm trying to think right now.
A famous singer. He's like one of the 四大天王.
Okay, okay. I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah. And we are going to cover like one of his hit during the 90s.
Wang Li Hong is considered too new, too modern.
Like Wang Li Hong and like Tao Zhe, to me, they are already like really, really R&B, really slow. Okay. So we're doing that cover is a little bit too 太理所当然.
You know? Too similar a bit.
Yeah, it's too making sense. Yeah, but we just want to try to do a lot of like, why they would, just like when we do Xiao Wei, like a lot of people think, why you guys would do Xiao Wei? Because that's the music is kind of like a really simple chord progression. So, but to me, just, if I can, you know, it up and reconstruct it into a new form of chords, then if I can still singing in that chord progression, it will make the song like totally new.
Yeah.
Totally. But people, when they listen to the melody and the lyrics, they can still have, oh, that's Xiao Wei. Yeah. But it's like so different. So that's the way I'm thinking about covers, because it will be, you know, put the new life in the song. So we are not just going to do exactly the same thing. Yeah.
Nice. That sounds very exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. It's been great chatting with you. I really hope that I can see the band play live again. But wishing you all the best and for your future songs that you guys are about to put out.
Thank you so much, man.
Here's a track taken from the latest Sunset Roller Coaster album called Soft Storm. This one's called Under the Skin. More tunes coming your way right after this. Do stay tuned right here on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region right here on BFM 89.9.
Under this wonderful skin is hidden a deadly sin. All the pricks. I wonder this beautiful.
eyes under the skin. She sings, I bet you better sing it with me. The voice is drowning me. I'll sing.
Sunset Roller Coaster remix of Help. It's a tune that's originally by Hugo and it appears on their 2020 EP Through Love. We're down to one last tune on today's Wavelength episode. Big thanks once again to Kuo from Sunset Roller Coaster for speaking to us. Big shout out to our friends at Taiwan ASEAN Music Action, TAMA, for making this interview happen. TAMA is an initiative by the Ministry of Culture of Taiwan and the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office here in Malaysia. To find out more, you can head over to www.taiwanaseanmusicaction.com. Join us again next week for more Asian goodness. If you'd like to revisit all our previous episodes, get a full track list of all the songs I've played, you can do so as usual on our website www.bfm.my, search for Wavelength, or you can do the same on our free BFM app. Closing off with another Taiwanese band, they go by the name Huan Huan, and here's the track Meng Lu, right here on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, Off Neo Ting. Take care and stay safe right here on BFM 89.9.
Shang Yeah.